In Israel, today in Yerushalayim, there's a wedding hall. It's called the Wolf Hall. It's named after a person, Mr. Wolf. And the Yad Eliezer people, they are a charity organization. They run that hall. Now, anybody who comes to make a wedding in this hall, the Wolf Hall, by Yad Eliezer, they're not paying that much. They're not paying the regular fee because they're very poor people. So the Wolf Hall has two floors, a top floor and a bottom floor. The top floor has a hall that's a little bit bigger. It's a little bit nicer. The bottom floor has a wedding hall that's a little smaller. It's a little bit more modest, and it costs less money. But like this, they have two halls, and the people can choose. A number of months ago, there were two families that called the Yad Eliezer and the Wolf Hall the same day. Let's call them the Goldbergs in the morning and the Silverbergs in the afternoon. Okay? So the Goldbergs in the morning, they said they would like to have the upper hall because it's a little bigger, even though they would pay a little bit more, but it's a little fancier, it's a little nicer. The Silverbergs, they called in the afternoon, so they were given the hall on the first floor. The Kala of the Silverberg family, she really wanted that upper hall. So after a few weeks, she calls the Kala of the Goldberg family and said, you know, we both called the same day. And if you don't mind, I would really like to have the top floor for my wedding. Would you mind having the bottom floor for your wedding? But the Goldberg Kala said, I'm sorry, I really want it for myself because my family is coming from all over and, you know, it's a little bit nicer. And, you know, we called first, so I would like to have it. Okay, what could the Silverberg Kala do? She couldn't do anything because, after all, that family called second. A few weeks ago, it was Parshas Vayetze, and the Goldberg Kala was in the synagogue, and she was listening to Kriyat HaTorah. They were listening how they were reading the Torah, and she sees how Rachel is Mavater. Rachel is willing to give up the Simanim to Leah. And then she thinks, oh my, Rachel, she became the mother of Klal Yisrael. She had two Shefatim, and the Beis HaMikdash is built in her son's Chelek. Rachel is the most prominent of all the mothers. You know something? She was ready to give in. I'm going to give in. Saturday night, Parshas Vayetze, the Goldberg Kala calls the Silverberg Kala. She says, you know something? I was thinking about it. You could have it. And nobody's going to know the difference because on the invitations that we sent out, it just gives the address. It doesn't say top floor, bottom floor. There's always a sign, so fine. So everybody now will know the Silverbergs go upstairs and the Goldbergs go downstairs. Fine. The day of the wedding, the caterer gets a call from a guy in America, a wealthy fellow. And the guy says like this, I am so grateful to Hashem. Hashem, let me marry off my child. I am so happy. I want to pay for a wedding in Yerushalayim. And I know you have two halls. And I know that the cheaper one is on the bottom. So please, I want to pay for the wedding of the one that's on the bottom floor because I know that she probably needs it more. Could you imagine? And he paid for the wedding, for the photographer, for the flowers, and the caterer, the whole thing. V'heyei buracha. You should be a blessing. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing. When you're a good person, when you give in, when you don't only think about yourself, Hashem orchestrates, oh, there's going to be somebody else over there that's also going to stop thinking only about themselves.